to get the hang of it. So looking at the response that we're going to get out of these systems in terms of our chromatogram. The chromatogram then is giving you the detector response. So from this morning we learnt the names of two sorts of detectors for the GC. What were they? Maybe in three sorts. No, that was for UV vis. We had the GC-MS, which was mass spectrum. Yeah, we had the GC-FID. Flame ionization detector. And we had the ECD, electron capture detector. Yeah. Now, these ones are talked about in your textbook. We'll talk about them again in a second. So that's what the detector would be. Now all of these do exactly the same thing. They simply give you a response. So here we input a sample. Time is our x-axis. As we go along, in this case here, we get air coming through. After that, we get our analyte. Our analyte then is octane. Then after that, we get another analyte. So this could be some other hydrocarbon. And then after that, we get nonane. So the key is that we're now separating out our compounds and we get a response from our instrument at the same time. The TM, which is the amount of time it takes for a completely unretained material to go through, is called the mobile phase retention time. So in this case, it's a GC, so the carrier gas would be helium, and that helium then is carrying everything through with it. So air is in exactly the same phase as the helium. It's not going to be sticking to the column. It passes through in exactly the same speed as the helium, hence it's the mobile phase retention time. TR is called the analyte retention time, and TR prime is simply our adjusted analyte retention time when we correct for the amount of time it takes for the actual mobile phase to get from one end of that column to the other. And the end of the columns here is long, so I've got like a short column for me is a 30 metre column, and a big column for me is a 60 metre column. And for some lasers, a big column is a 128-metre column. So these are all coiled into a short area. W is the peak width. The peak width is measured at the bottom and at half height, which will be halfway up the peak.